With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A draft record of decision for the new forest plan for the 2.4 million acre Flathead National Forest was released today. That starts the clock ticking on a 60-day period in which people can object to the plan, which is supposed to guide land use decisions for the next 10 to 15 years. The plan has been in the works for more than 4 years and will replace the previous Flathead Forest Plan, which was adopted in 1986. The forest received more than 33,000 comments on the new plan. Chip Weber is the Flathead National Forest Supervisor.
What I think the process that got us here was highly collaborative, but I would make the distinction between a collaborative process and a consensus agreement on what the answer should be.
Also released today were forest plan amendments to three other national forests in Montana, which relate to conserving grizzly bears in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. Those amendments are for the Helena, Lewis and Clark, Kootenai, and Lolo National Forests. Montana Supreme Court has ruled that a U.S. Supreme Court decision that prohibits mandatory life without parole sentences for juveniles convicted of murder also applies to state cases in which judges use their discretion to hand down the same sentence. However, justices yesterday denied a man's petition for resentencing for a murder he committed 6 weeks before he turned 18. The court says it was not a de facto life sentence because it included the possibility of time off for good behavior. The Republicans in Montana's congressional delegation praised the Federal Communications Commission's vote today to dismantle Obama-era regulations on so-called internet neutrality. Democrat John Tester said the vote will be bad for Montana entrepreneurs. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The day before the FCC's party line vote, Democratic Senator John Tester said that a decision to repeal the net neutrality rule would be devastating to the internet.
The internet has always been open and fair and been an incredible economic opportunity to small businesses and families and big businesses too, as far as that goes.
The FCC's vote Thursday got rid of rules that barred companies like Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon from playing favorites with internet apps and sites, according to an Associated Press report. Although Tester disagrees with the FCC's vote, this spring he was among just a handful of Democratic senators who voted to confirm President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the FCC. Ajit Pai quickly moved to sweep away the regulations aimed at internet consumer protection. At the time, Tester said the country needed an FCC chairman who understands challenges of reliable internet and phone service in rural communities. Tester said he would hold the chairman accountable to ensure that he protects access to a free and open internet. Republican Senator Steve Dayne supports the removal of the net neutrality rules. In an emailed statement, he said, quote, "Relieving our businesses of burdensome regulations passed under the Obama administration will free them to innovate, hire more workers, and provide faster internet to rural communities," unquote. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte also sent MTPR an emailed statement in support of the FCC's decision. Gianforte said the internet created good-paying jobs to innovative companies, but, quote, "2 years ago, the Obama administration imposed regulations on the internet that were a solution looking for a problem that didn't exist," unquote. Both Gianforte and Senator Daines became wealthy as executives at a Bozeman software company. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock has appointed a district court judge from Billings to fill a vacancy on the state Supreme Court. Bullock's office announced today that Judge Ingrid Gustafson will replace Justice Mike Wheat, who's retiring at the end of the month. Gustafson was appointed in 2004 to the 13th Judicial District in Yellowstone County. Montana's U.S. House Rep. Greg Gianforte is sponsoring legislation to withdraw land near Yellowstone National Park from future mining, after earlier describing an identical Senate measure as, quote, "dead on arrival" in the House. Gianforte spokesman Travis Hall said the Republican has been working with other lawmakers to make sure the bill introduced today can pass. Hall would not give further details. Michigan State Police are investigating whether the remains of three children found in Missoula could be linked to the 2010 disappearance of three Michigan brothers. Bones and teeth of three young children were found in September in a Missoula shed. Tanner, Alexander, and Andrew Skelton were 5, 7, and 9 years old when they vanished from Morenci, Michigan in November of 2010. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.